The O-Dogs back around the table. Bobby Mack, our TSN Hockey Insider, brought to you by Finance It. How was the Sports Center hit?
Stinks in here.
Does it?
Yeah, he walks
Paul,
in.
What have you been doing in here, Buds?
You're going to blame Paul for that?
Yeah. Anyway, are we up or are we going to go to break?
No, we're good, man. Whatever. Well, you guys are doing a lot of TV, aren't you? I mean, I don't control your schedule, but what's going on
No,
here?
We're good. We're good to go. It's 6:12 now. We got to be back on the air at 6:30.
All right, you got some time. What's the vibe like over there in the real Maple Leaf Square, not under the Gardner Expressway?
You know what, Brian? You touched on at the beginning of the show, it's going to be a different mood and a different atmosphere of what's gone on today. But I think, like we talked about doing our radio show, it's this people's escape to try to have some fun and cheer on their hockey team despite what's gone on today. So that's what they're going to try to do.
It's all you can really do. I know, you know, there's everybody's always divided when something as tragic as what happened today happened in Toronto. There are some people who think, well, the game should be canceled. And there are other people who say, no, that's exactly the, you know, you do exactly the opposite. You carry on, whatever. In any case, we don't make those decisions. The game is on. The people are here. And, but, I mean, I was born and raised in Toronto. And, you know, it's really, I was driving down here today. And as I came out of the parking garage and you saw the police presence and you're looking at it and you're just, you know, shaking your head. You can't believe it. And yet, you know, we carry on.
Yeah, it's something we've never experienced before, and I had the same reaction. Like when I heard the news, without knowing any details, I'm like, I was immediately curious to find out how the Leafs would respond to it, because we were coming down here, we were doing the shows, and we're going to the game tonight. Safety comes first, but I think they've handled this appropriately with the statement that they issued. There's going to be heightened security, but I think it's going to be an emotional building tonight. I think O Canada will be really, really emotional tonight. I would assume that they're going to have a moment of silence.
Yes.
But once the puck drops,
yep,
you got a game to play. And we've been saying this throughout the afternoon, and Noodles and I were just talking about it. The first five games have been so different, individually so unique and so different. I don't see how you can take the first five and try to base it on a prediction for what happens tonight.
Well, and as I've said a million times in the playoffs, there is no momentum from game to game. So, yeah, we have to break down what happened in the various games, because it could happen again tonight. But to your point, it goes either way. I mean, you know, maybe the Leafs will do another great job on the Bergeron line tonight. Maybe they won't. We don't know. But you start with a clean slate. And that's what the Leafs have to realize. Just because in their two wins they've shut down the Bergeron line to the extent that they were minus players who didn't score at even strength, doesn't mean it's just going to happen automatically. It's interesting to me that Babcock decided to switch up the line, because Plotnikov has played very well there in the two wins. And he's done a great job. Now, Kadri's also capable of doing that, and it's not just the center on that line. It's Marlowe, it's Marner, it's the defense pair, it's being Freddie Anderson, too. So it's a collective effort, but it's interesting that they switched it up, and I think that puts some pressure on Kadri to make sure that he's not the one who drops the ball, because he dropped the ball in game one, got himself kicked out for three games. And, you know, you can say it was too harsh a suspension or whatever, but it was a bonehead play.
Yeah, he put himself in that position to be suspended. And he's one of the guys that I think he's lucky that they're in a position that they are tonight where he can redeem himself. Like, there's been a number of whipping boys on the Maple Leafs, and they've had their backs up against the wall, and you still can kind of, you can feel what happened in Boston the first two games. Like, that was so ugly.
Yeah.
And they've been chasing the series ever since. And we've talked about Freddie Anderson. We've talked about Matthews, Nylander, Gardner.
Yeah.
And I think Kadri. I mean, there's a number of guys. And the beauty of a seven-game series and the beauty of survival like they did on Saturday night is you have more chances to redeem yourself.
Right.
And if those guys do that, if Kadri scores a game winner tonight and they find a way to get through this series, that three-game suspension, nobody's going to care about that.
And in fairness to him, he played very well last game.
He did.
He was in a different role. So it would have been easy for him to say, oh, I'm on a fourth line. But anytime you're playing with William Nylander, it ain't a fourth line.
Right.
And same thing with, you could say that about Andreas Johnsson. He's got so much speed and skill, and you saw it on display. And that was a marvelous play that Nazem Kadri made to pull up at the blue line and allow Johnsson to use his speed to get behind McAvoy and score a beautiful goal. So, and that's what Plekanec needs to do tonight, is not look at it, oh man, I was the prime guy. I was on the shutdown role with Marner and Marlowe, and now I'm on the fourth line. You can't hang your head. You've got to go back down and say, okay, I can make something happen here. I can work with it.
Well, that's the truth, because if star power cancels off star power, you're going to need somebody farther down in the lineup to be a difference maker. You were talking about if it's Boston, like Rick Nash has got one goal. He's got to be Backes, Riley Nash, guys like that farther down. On the Leafs side, Plekanec. Tyler Bozak, who scored last game, maybe he gets going a little bit. Maybe it is Kapanen, who's hit the post a few times early on in the series. And
what about Austin Matthews? He's got to have a game sooner or later, don't you think?
Yeah.
I was talking to James.
He had one last game.
Yeah, he got the assist, but after that, I talked about the guys that contributed. It's not like it was for the whole duration. They just kind of popped in and out.
Yeah, but I thought he dominated. I thought he was a dominant player in the first 20 minutes. And what happened is, and then in the second period, when the Leafs got, when from the moment JVR got the fourth goal, and Bozak got the third goal, even strength, and then JVR got the power play goal, it now was 4-1 midway through the game, and now the whole sort of what we're trying to accomplish here, the rest of the game changes, and it dramatically changed because of all the penalties. But I still thought he was real good last game. But you're right. You want a full 60 minutes from him. But even if you don't, if he dominates for 30 minutes and gets a goal and an assist, that may be all you need.
I think we were talking about it earlier, Bob, and we're watching some of the games that Pasternak's putting up. It's like 3 goals, 2 assists, so many opportunities. That's what I'm expecting because I've seen him do it so many times before.
Well, and you know what? Also, though, with that line, it seems like they elevate their game as the game goes on. Like that, and it may just, that might be the eye test. It may not even be factually accurate, but it seems to me that in the third period, that's when Marchand, Pasternak, and Bergeron really start taking over a game. So if you're looking at Matthews, you're like, okay, we got it early in the game, but you've got to counter as well in the third, don't you?
Here's something, too. I just, maybe this is off the board. Are we tracking Bergeron as being a lock to play tonight?
Yeah, exactly. You never know.
He left morning skate after 10 minutes.
Yeah, he did.
And I didn't get an update after that.
Well, and that was...
Cassidy was like, I'm going to be tinkering a little bit. Like, that didn't stem a lot of confidence for me as far as Bergeron being available for tonight's game. Now, I didn't stay for the game... Last game here.
It was a magic trick for them to send that tweet out at 6:30 without anyone knowing.
And how everyone missed it or whatever, or it was just smoke and mirrors, like, oh, by the way, he's not available tonight. I thought to myself when I read, and I think it was Matt Coleman or one of their scribes said that Bergeron left after 10 minutes.
He did today. He definitely left.
Well, that's a little bit of a red flag for me.
Yeah, although it's an optional skate. And
right.
I wanted to leave after 10 minutes.
Yeah. Pasternak and Marchand didn't even put the gear on.
Right.
So
or Chara.
You know what, Jamie? You're absolutely right because we didn't see it coming last game. We should be at least aware that, hey, maybe it's a possibility, but I still think we'll see.
I wasn't a goon when I played, but I could hit hard. And if I knew a guy, I thought a guy was struggling or maybe hurt, I really tried to. Like, you got to paste him.
Yeah, and that's where Kadri comes in tonight. If he lines him up, but you got to be careful. Like, you can't cross
the line.
Obviously,
you can't be stupid, but I would just keep that number in my head and be like, you got the puck and you get your head down, you're going down.
Did you see Kadri almost get clipped the other night where Watson, was it Watson or Meyer? Yeah,
right in front of the ref.
Was like yelling at him, like, smarten up. Like, it was so close. And it's good on him to not change his game, but he also has to be in control to a point where he doesn't hurt himself.
All right, boys. You're going back through the crowd. How long is this going to take you to get over
there? It was quick and easy.
We've got good security.
Yeah. You're all good?
There's no hugs and kisses or anything?
No.
Well, here comes Rick Vive anyway, so take a lap. Yeah. Go do
that'll be
good. I got for you.
He's got his coat.
I'm not coming back.
He's got his coat.
All right. See you later.
See you later. See you tomorrow.